Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Restaurant Radio. I'm Michael.
And I'm Anthony.
Today we're going to be talking about the
Video Game Awards.
Oh yeah, Persona 5, take it all the way.
Whoa, hey now.
Sorry.
We got some other people contending now.
They don't matter though.
Now, this is going to be a pretty simple episode. We're going to talk about the more prevalent and, you know, relative.
Hot button ones.
Yeah. So, looking to see who we think the best esports player is, then this ain't that.
This ain't that. We're not going to do the entire list. We're going to do this, like, the ones that probably have, like, the biggest competition and the ones, like, people care about the most. So.
Yeah. Oh, best handheld game?
What's in that?
We'll start there. We'll start with best handheld game.
Okay,
what's
in that
competition? I mean, it's all Nintendo, but.
Nintendo wins.
So, right. There's no winning it. So, we got Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. Ever Oasis, Monster Hunter Stories, Metroid Samus Returns, and Fire Emblem Echoes.
Oh, Fire Emblem Echoes. Take it. Sorry, I'm
going. Well, seeing as I've only played two of these games.
I played two, too.
I am going to say Ever Oasis, since that's the one I like more than the other.
I heard that was a pretty good game, too.
It's it's Animal Crossing with Conflict, which is all I've ever wanted.
All right, so our picks are Ever Oasis and Fire Emblem.
The fuck? Best audio design.
Skip that one.
Let's see. Games for input. Nope.
Nope.
Best. There's only one thing here. No, I'm sorry. There's six. But no. Best Chinese game. That's a
Whoa,
thing.
What's that?
It's best Chinese game. We've played none of these,
okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
Best mobile game? But I've only played one of those.
Is it Fire Emblem?
Fire Emblem is on here. And Heroes? So is Super Mario Run.
Let's skip that category. All right. We need to talk about the...
Best ongoing game.
What does that even mean?
They're pretty much ones that, you know, are like MMO-ish.
Oh, okay. So they've been going for a while.
We got Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, Grand Theft Auto Online, Rainbow Six Siege. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's surprising.
Warframe. Overwatch and Destiny 2.
I'm going with Warframe.
I am also going with Warframe.
Warframe's pretty awesome.
That game is the best of its kind.
Yeah.
And I don't have to deal with racial slurs on there. So that gets my vote.
So what's up next?
Best debut indie title. I actually like a lot of these.
This is all you.
So we got Cuphead, Slime Rancher, Mr. Shifty, Golf Story, and Hollow Knight.
If it ain't Cuphead, ain't what's the conversation about then? Because Cuphead is indie.
It is very indie.
Like, Cuphead is the industry of indie games right now. Nothing,
it is.
Like, that is like, nothing is on that level right now.
No,
nothing.
Because a lot of these didn't even get that kind of buzz.
It's a buzz.
Even though, while I personally love Hollow Knight more, Cuphead, I think, is going to win that
one. Oh, he's easily going to win that one. That's a,
slam dunk. We're going to skip best strategy game because the Rabbids game is on here, and that disgusts me.
I'm buying the fuck out of that game. Sorry.
You got that.
I'm about to buy that game. I'm going to get some sale again.
Best multiplayer game.
Uh-oh.
We have Player Unknown.
Okay.
Call of Duty World War II, Fortnite, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Splatoon 2 Destiny 2.
It's gonna be probably gonna be Splatoon. I'm gonna probably win that one.
My vote is for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe because fuck the rest of them.
Dang, not even Splatoon.
Fuck the rest of them.
But
fuck the rest of them. Moving on. Best narrative.
So best story, pretty much.
Wolfenstein 2, Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, Horizon Zero Dawn, Nier Automata. And What Remains of Edith Finch?
That's going to probably go to...
My vote is Hellblade. That game's fucking amazing.
I think it's going to probably go to Horizon. I think they're going to take it.
Playing that game, that narrative, I don't know how it made it here. I don't. Ask anyone, love the shit out of that game. Don't know how it got here.
It's got there because it has a narrative.
But Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, if that doesn't win, this thing's a fucking sham.
I mean, it's an indie game. Well, yeah, it's an indie game, too, so it's going to be hard. Because a lot of these people are voting on these.
Ugh.
So that's another issue. That's why I'm thinking, I think Horizon might take that one. Maybe.
I really hope not. I will take anything but Horizon from this. You want to do best art direction?
Sure. What's in that category?
We got Cuphead. Mm-hmm. We got Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, Breath of the Wild and Destiny 2 for some reason.
Man, Persona takes that one.
Persona takes that one easily, in my
opinion. Cuphead is like the only one that could possibly be on the same level visually as far as art style is concerned.
Yes. And Breath of the Wild, while a good looking game, I don't, you know, it's a good looking game. But we talking style, man, that might as well be Persona 5's name. Persona 5 styling. okay. Best action game. Cuphead, Wolfenstein 2, Prey, Nioh, and Destiny 2.
I'm going to Nioh.
Whew. I actually find difficulty in this category.
Oh, you have been playing Destiny lately.
That's not the difficulty.
What's the difficulty there?
Nioh. Cuphead. Yes, I will say that every time. Like that. That is the proper way you say it.
You're right.
Confused with me. Damn it. That's really difficult. I wouldn't mind if either of those games won, but I will have to give it to Nioh. All
right. So, what's the next category?
See, I'm not doing an independent game. here we go. Best fighting game.
Ooh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This is what I know. This is what I feel. This is what I love. Give me those.
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Injustice 2. Tekken 7, Nidhogg 2, and ARMS.
So, we can scratch out the last two easily.
Whoa!
Nidhogg and ARMS can go.
Goodbye. Oh, compared to the other three, okay,
yes,
fine.
Compared to the other three, yeah.
I really like Nidhogg 2.
So, I'm going to say that amongst the three top three, I'm going to get to Tekken easily.
Tekken.
Yeah, because Tekken, like, both games that are in the top three, which is Marvel and Injustice, both have something lagging that Tekken has. Because Tekken has the story mode, it has the really good gameplay. Injustice has iffy gameplay, but an incredible story mode. Marvel has great gameplay, but a shitty story mode, while Tekken has both.
That story mode was pretty epic.
Like, that part where you had to fight Hayashi at the end and whatnot, that was great. And just how the way they had like integrated like the actual end game with the cutscenes. Oh, that was just so.
That's something I want to see.
That was just so good.
Stories from like now on.
Like when you jump in and Hayashi kicked the shit out of Nina. Like that was just too good. Like that was.
Or how you jump in and you fighting the Jax.
Yes, like those were great moments. I can't remember
the burst effect from when Akuma and Heihachi were fighting. Just. There's a lot to love.
There was
there.
So many great moments. Marvel,
even though that narrator was fucking boring.
He was terrible. I didn't like it. They could have got way better. They should have got a Japanese person to do narration and just had subtitles. Yes. That would have made more sense.
I would have taken that.
Marvel had such a setup for greatness and they failed in that story mode. They had the part with Jedha and Dante is probably my most hated moment because that was so much lore there. You have a demon hunter and a fucking king of demons
and they were just like whoops.
I'm like, that's it? Like,
imagine I really hated the loophole they had where Dante's like, yep, I'm giving them the soul stone. Ha, you have no soul, you lose.
That was funny.
I was so
died laughing at
I was
that.
So mad.
I was like, that's
and then the most dreaded part of that story mode,
which was
the high five between Dante and Iron Man. Because this is an awesome responsibility, and hey, we're awesome guys. That hurt me in such a place.
Why? It's just a high five.
Just thinking of it makes my spine convulse. Wow. I don't know if spines can convulse, but mine is trying. So I will have to also give it to Tekken 7, because I have forgotten a lot of the rage that Marvel Infinite put me through in that story mode. Be it Morgan's weird face close up with her trying to be thirsty with a ghost
man,
rider,
that was
and the to thing, the contrived reason why yeah. all this is happening.
Yeah, the fact that Marvel wrote this story upsets me probably the most because they went on record saying we're gonna write this incredible story, we're taking characters outside their usual realm. We want them to be like, you know, different than we're in the comic books. I'm like,
why is Ryu a scientist?
That didn't make sense. That was definitely Marvel did that. That was definitely Marvel.
Why was Ryu a scientist?
Like, that was Marvel's input. Right. I don't think Capcom had anything to do with the story.
Ryu
mode.
Probably can't do math, but
he know 2 plus 2 equals 4.
But does he know minus 1, that's 3?
No. He probably knows basic addition.
moving on. No, we're not doing best VR game.
VR sucks. I'm sorry.
You want to do best family game?
What's in the category?
So we start with Sonic Mania.
Okay.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Ooh. Mm-hmm. That Abomination Mario Rabbids Kingdom.
That's not Abomination.
Super Mario Odyssey and Splatoon 2.
You know, if any of those won, I wouldn't be upset about any of those winning. Like, that's a really solid line.
Yeah, but I'm here for Sonic Mania the most.
I haven't played Wabbits yet, so I can't.
I have dipped my toe in all of them and have beaten two of them, with one of them kind of just not being a game you can beat, that being Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Mario Kart.
But Sonic Mania. I love Super Mario Odyssey. Don't get me wrong. Love that game. But I have more problems on it.
I'm going to give a toss-up. It's whoever wins, I think, deserves it in that category. That's actually one of the few categories where every entry deserves to be there.
All right, here we go. Game Award for Most Anticipated Game.
Who's in
so
that
So we have God of War, Monster Hunter Worlds, Last of Us Part 2, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, definitely. I'm really anticipating that game. Like, I have a hard-on for that game, so I need that.
Unsurprisingly, my pick is God of War.
Well, it looks good. That's probably my second pick. Because it's a whole new journey for him, finally. Like, we get a whole new Kratos, a whole new everything. So, even a whole new, like, camera angle.
So, I'm going to skip Best Studio with Game Direction because Nintendo's on here four times. So, we're just going to skip that one.
Okay.
Best Action Adventure, we'll skip that because that is a clear winner there.
Yeah.
Ah, Best Score and Soundtrack.
I already know who's in that one.
So we got Cuphead. Mm-hmm. We got Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. We got Persona 5.
Yes.
We got Super Mario Odyssey. Nier Automata. We got Breath of the Wild.
I don't like the music for Nier at all. And everybody says that game is just like the gold standard, and I just don't see it. But that's
I don't
just
know about
me.
Gold standard, but I do like
Man,
the music.
Man, that game is heralded like the gold standard for like Japanese action-adventure games. It's just not.
I dig the music there. Super Mario Odyssey is... I don't know why it's here. The music isn't bad.
Did you hear that theme song?
Oh, you're right. That whole music... I will say that was probably my favorite part of the whole game. That musical number you do in New Donk City is amazing. That was just...
That's why it's on there, because of that, more than likely.
But...
I know, personally, I'm choosing
the only game
5.
On here that has songs that I listen to on a near-daily basis is Persona 5.
Yeah, that soundtrack
was... With Cuphead being a hard second.
Yeah. That music is really good, Cuphead.
Skipping that garbage, skipping that garbage, skipping that garbage, skipping that garbage. Ugh, really skipping that garbage.
You're skipping a lot of garbage.
There's a clear winner here for best role playing game. Like, we're not, so we're just gonna. Oh no. We're gonna do best role playing game.
I already know who's gonna win. It's probably gonna
be Divinity Original Sin 2. Nier Automata, Final Fantasy 15.
I don't know why that's there.
South Park: The Fractured But Whole. And Persona 5.
So Persona 5 needs to win that one. Like, if it doesn't win that one, the industry needs to, like, implode.
Wow.
Yep. I said it. You said you heard it here. Shots.
Watch as Final Fantasy 15 actually wins.
I swear to God that game wins. Ooh. I'm
going to
be with the shits that damn day. I'll tell you that much. I'm going to be on Twitter.
Okay. So now that brings us to Game of the Year.
Okay.
Player Unknown Battleground,
mm-hmm.
Persona 5,
mm-hmm.
Horizon Zero Dawn,
mm-hmm.
Super Mario Odyssey, and Breath of the Wild.
So, I'm already biased and say I want Persona 5 to win, so that's just my clear-cut winner. But it's probably going to be down between, it's going to be between Zelda and some other game.
Having played all of these, the game that has slighted me the least...
That's the measure.
Persona 5?
That's
yes.
the measure.
Yes.
So it's slightly the least. And I know why you least. I know why you say that, because you're probably talking about Zelda that raining, traveling up that mountain when it's raining, trying to climb.
Rain, the raining mechanic sucks. Weapon durability sucks.
You sound like Jim Sterling.
I don't know about this story nonsense. It's there, but it's like
you sound like Jim
Zelda.
Sterling.
Zelda's like. She, yeah, hey, man, you got to help her. But I'm over here doing literally everything else. Literally everything
She'll be
else.
Fine.
I'm cutting down trees with bombs. I'm over here doing these trials. I got shit to do. Now, that doesn't make it a terrible game. I like the game, but game of the year,
So, what was your pick for game of the year
from this list? Persona 5, easily.
Yes.
Horizon Zero Dawn, it has its... I have very little to say about it as far as badness. I love that game. But, you know... Super Mario Odyssey.
I have not played it yet. But I can't say... I can just...
There were parts that just made me so mad. Why does that one kingdom exist with a whole part is poisonous? Why?
You sound really upset.
That part is so bad.
You sound really upset.
Plus, I am still in strict belief that 3D platforming is still a little bit too unrefined sometimes.
Mm.
And even that, it can't avoid. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, it's a fucking meme game. So,
all right, I guess that's our picks for this year. When is the Video Game Awards?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday. Well, at the time of recording, it's tomorrow, but Thursday, December 7th.
Okay.
So if you're listening after that, you can see if we were right or if we were wrong. You can laugh with us if we were wrong, whatever you want to do.
If Final Fantasy 15 wins anything, I'm going to be so upset. So very upset.
Watch it win most complete game. There it is.
You see how I said, I didn't even finish the word how? I just started laughing mid how I said, like, how in on this God's green earth is that broken piece of game?
I think we should end it there before this becomes Final Fantasy 15 The Rant.
And you know what? I just bought the deluxe edition because it was like because the season pass was $24. Deluxe edition was just $30. So I'm like, I'm out just buy the fucking deluxe edition.
Fair enough. Digitally. So what, you have the what?
I have everything of Final Fantasy 15 right now. I have everything. All the DLC, all the Conrad's mode, all that. I have all of it.
Which means I might play it.
You can if you want.
Yay.
I say wait till the 15th of December. That's when you're doing the last patch.
All right.
So that's when you actually switch your characters, which I'm waiting for that.
Yo, what?
I made a whole...
All right, we gotta go.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.